often hear the word, well, that's a wrap. Well, we got a wrap. We got a watershed restoration and protection strategy. And here to tell us about what that is our own water plan coordinator, Eliana Berg. Good morning.
Good morning.
Okay, so wrap. That's a nice succinct.
That's nice wraps.
Yes, yep. Wraps. So tell me what wraps is.
Wraps is a project approach that the MPCA is working on. It's going across the state. It's looking at the 81 major watersheds. So that's your large watershed. For us, it's Lake Superior North. So it's all this water flowing into Lake Superior and all of Cook County and part of Lake County, depending on where you draw the line. And then it's also the water, if it's Rainy River, it's that water going up towards the Hudson Bay, so up by your Gunflint Lake area.
Oh, yeah.
And so what they're doing is right now they're in the area and the Lake Superior North, and they have a four-year plan. Well, it's a 10-year total, but it's 4 years right now where they're out there, they're in the field, they're collecting data, they're looking at the health of our watershed. And with that, we'll get strategies on how to protect our watershed, things that might need a little bit of assistance to keep them healthy so that we're keeping our water clean, both surface and groundwater, and we're keeping Lake Superior clean because this is why we're here.
Yeah, because it all flows downhill.
It does.
Well, it's interesting because there's lots of watershed talk going on. I mean, watershed's not one of those things that's on everybody's list. But yesterday you were at the county board and had a water plan called One Watershed, One Plan, pretty much approved by the county board. And you're going to be working with Lake County on that, as you mentioned. And this other and the North Shore Restoration Project from the Forest Service and the North Shore Collaborative, that's got a lot of watershed stuff in it. So when we're talking watershed, what's the big deal?
Oh, boy, that's a good question. You know, it's more that of looking at the system as a whole. You think about it. You go to the doctor and you have a fever. They don't normally, you know, they look at your whole body. What's going on? You go in and you complain about an ache. They're going to look at your whole body. You know, for a while, people just have been looking, okay, it's just the river, it's just the river, it's just the river. And it seems like you're constantly having to redo the work. So we're looking at the whole system now. We're looking at that whole body, that whole watershed, your land. Because what you do impacts on the land is going to impact the water. You can't just keep saying, oh, our water is clean. But if you're sitting there polluting the water, it's not going to stay clean. So this is just a way to start to look at the whole system more as a whole and do more collaboration and just be really efficient and communicative. And if that's a word, and just start to, you know, work together.
So different agencies, boards, bodies, et cetera, are actually going to get down and kind of get on the same page?
I know. Yes. Isn't this so exciting? So the MPCA.
Well, it certainly is when it comes to government. Yeah.
Yeah. You know, the funding, it's coming from the Clean Water Legacy Act, a lot of the funding for these different projects. And the MPCA, they're looking at this watershed, and they've got these 81 watersheds that they're working with. And our office works a lot with the Board of Water and Soil Resources. They're helping with this. We are updating the county's water plan at a watershed scale. We're breaking ours into smaller watersheds. So everyone's looking at these systems as a whole, and it's been proven it really helps the water. So,
well, obviously, if there's 81 watersheds, they're probably 81 different needs and opportunities. What do you see from your point here on the North Shore? What's critical for us? I mean, yeah, we got a lot of streams, and a lot of them are eroded, and a number of them are impaired. So how does that affect the watershed?
Well, it affects the watershed because what's happening on the land is affecting what's going on to the water. So it's important to understand what's going on around the land. And maybe it's not that main water stream, that main branch of the river that's being affected. It could be a tributary. So it's understanding what's maybe affecting those tributaries that's affecting that main flow of that stream. So it's because the main stream may be fine, but you may have, I don't know, a lot of erosion occurring on some sort of bank, because we have different streams up here than a lot of places in the state, with the clay banks that erode really easily and farther up. But then we have all this bedrock in the end. So it changes the dynamics of our rivers. So therefore, just looking at one branch isn't going to probably help that river. You need to look at the whole system.
And what happens on the land, and what happens, you know, like runoff, that kind of thing. I expect that affects vegetation and wildlife and has all kinds of other implications. So how far-reaching do you think this is going to be?
I don't know. You know, we're just the little local government office here catching up constantly with what the state's doing. So that's a great question. I am not sure that I can.
But it is MPCA-driven. So
it is not fully MPCA. You know, it's a lot of the organizations. The DNR is part of this RAPS project. The Bowser is also part of this RAPS project.
All right, tell me what Bowser is.
Bowser is the Board of Water and Soil Resources.
I like that.
Yes,
Bowser.
Bowser. So it's a collaborative effort between all the agencies to start to look at the systems as a whole. So our role then as the local government unit is to start to implement and work with landowners to on the
What kind of timetable? Do you have one?
We don't. The with MPCA's RAPS project, it's a four-year project. We're starting year two. Last year, we did a couple workshops for people. We have some opportunities to do workshops this year again. So we're going to do some soil, some erosion workshops. We're going to do some monitoring workshops, just stuff to get people outside and enjoying where we live, both the watershed on the land and in the water. And then next fall, we're going to have all this data that all our volunteers have been collecting and the MPCA has been collecting is going to be all squished together by the MPCA, analyzed, and give us this great report that we can present to folks and say, hey, here's what we've learned.
Now, you did mention working with landowners and this kind of thing. Is there, I mean, what can they do?
Well, you know, if you have an eroding bank, for example, our office works with landowners. We're not an office that goes out and does enforcement or anything. We're here to help. So you can come in, we can come out and help assess the situation. We have cost share funds. Sometimes we can help write grants. If we have quite a few landowners that say need trees because the trees are changing, the forest is changing, we can work with those landowners and hopefully write a grant. So we're able just to help landowners with assessing situations on the property.
That can't hurt.
It cannot.
Lana Berg is the Cook County Water Plan Coordinator. She stops by periodically, and we will be hearing from people involved in various aspects of RAPS throughout this year, hopefully once a month. I know we're going to have Chell Anderson in talking about. She's on, a steering committee or planning committee?
Well, we call it the team, the Lake Superior North Watershed Team.
I like that team spirit.
Yeah.
You got a mascot or a logo?
No, but that would be
Think
fun.
Think about that.
I will. It's been fun. We've got folks all the way down in Lake County and all across the whole North Shore here. So
I can see your mind working. I know mine is.
Have to get creative.
Thank you, Elena. We'll talk to you again soon and look forward to talking to members of the team about how we're doing with RAPS.
Thank you for having me. I appreciate it.